Shop the Sherwin-Williams sale and get 30% off Super Paint, Super Deck, and Woodscapes products June 12th through the 22nd. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
The Daily Dilemma.
The Daily Dilemma on Beat Breakfast.
The Daily Dilemma.
If you want to send something in over the weekend, you can do so. Email talk at beat102103.com. Hi guys, looking for some help. I'm not sure what to do. My boyfriend and I have been together for 3.5 years and we've been living together for almost 2 years. I really want to get engaged, but whenever I bring it up, he changes the subject. Because we live together, I always make sure I can see his location. It makes things easier, so I know when he's leaving work, when to put dinner on, etc. And over the weekend, I was checking his location and I saw he was in a jeweler's. So obviously I thought he was looking at engagement rings. But when he came home, he told me he was just meeting his friends for lunch. When I questioned him, he said 1,000,000% wasn't looking at rings and then gave out to me that I was looking at his location. He's really annoyed and he's now saying he needs some space. Am I wrong for following his location?
Ooh.
It's a little creepy, isn't it?
Yeah. Was there genuine intent? Like, did she go out of her way to track him? Like, look.
No, she said, this is the weird part about it, right? They obviously agreed at some point that he would turn his location on. She says, because we live together, I always see his location. It makes things easier so I know when he's arriving home for dinner.
Yeah, that's fair, I think.
So yeah. I'm not sure he can give out now if he agreed to it, unless she did it on the QT.
Mm. Look, my feeling on this is that he needs to man up and have a proper conversation with you. Oh, I need some space. You need to be straight, boy. You need to, just be straight about the situation. If he's, every time you're bringing up getting engaged, changing the subject, that probably isn't the best sign in the world. But also, I think a bit of a, look, I'll give you your space for a few days, but can we have a sit down, proper conversation and just bash it out? I think that is the answer to this. Mm. And if he doesn't want to do that, well, I don't know. It doesn't sound great.
Yeah, I mean, there's kind of two issues here in this dilemma. There's the fact that she wants to get engaged and he really does not appear to be in that headspace right now because he keeps shutting down the conversation. And then there's this whole thing about the location. And now he's annoyed and he needs space because she's been snooping on him, which, let's be honest, is a little bit smothering.
Yeah. Now, there mightn't be any bad intent in that either. I just think it's funny that... Yeah, there mightn't be any bad intent. You might be like, oh God, I wonder how much longer he'll be. Maybe he was, working late or something. I wonder how much longer he'll be. I might put on the dinner. Or, there mightn't be any bad intent in that either.
Well, if he's walking in the door and says, you were in the jewelers, what were you doing?
Yeah.
That's where it becomes bad.
Fair. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, what was he doing in the jewelers is the question. Like, somebody said Love Actually, where he goes and buys the jewelry for somebody else. I don't know. Again, I can understand why she'd be worried about that.
Is she thinking rationally in the sense, is it his sister's birthday or mother's birthday coming up? Could he be just going in and getting a pair of earrings or something?
If it was him actually going and buying a ring, now you've just ruined the surprise.
Yeah,
this is a fair point.
Taking the happiness out of it.
Also, there's a lovely cafe in Red Square, in John Robert Square in Waterford, right? And sometimes I sit outside and there's a jeweller's beside it. Yeah. So you might think I was at the jeweller's, whereas I'm just sitting in the cafe alongside it.
It's not always completely accurate. Yeah. Sometimes it's within 5 metres. Do you ever see that on WhatsApp? If you share your location.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know what to make of this. We really need your help. What would you say to our emailer this morning? 085 102 9103 and voice notes are welcome too. Let me read a couple of the bits coming in. Firstly, Michelle was on in relation to the dilemma. I was with my partner for 3 years and had numerous conversations around our future and what that would look like. My boyfriend told me he'd no interest in getting married, didn't believe in a piece of paper being needed to validate a relationship and that it was all just money. I was hurt at first, but I tried to see his side and realised I just wanted to be with him anyways. Fast forward a couple of months and he proposed. To say I was shocked, but he said he had tried to put me off so I would be surprised. Oh, he was playing a game. Snoopid aside, you just never know. And she doesn't want to ruin her own surprise. So maybe the months of planning and saving he has potentially been doing for it. Another message here from Catherine who says it's weird tracking your partner. Do you not trust him? It's just overbearing and you need to ask why you're tracking him. He's a human, not a dog. If he was planning a surprise engagement, I think you might have ruined it by asking him about the jewellers. You do need to sit him down and tell him your expectations and see if they match what you are expecting. And here's some real honesty this morning from Liv in Tip.
Morning, guys. I'm just on the dilemma. I actually thought that it was about me for a second because I was the exact same as this girl. The year leading up to my boyfriend proposing to me, I was adamant that every time he wanted space, that he was going to the jewelers to look at rings. And at the time, I did have his location for the first couple of years of our relationship. And then it got to the point where I actually was looking at it so much that he turned it off. And it's been turned off ever since. And it's actually the best thing because it feels less invasive for him. I don't feel anymore that, you know, I need to be looking at it. If I do want it, I'll ask, you know, if he's going away for the day or the weekend. And instead of me texting him all the time, he'll just give me his location for that weekend. But yeah, I would say, just, like, don't be asking him because it takes the joy out of proposing. Like, it completely takes the joy from him. Because he obviously wants it to be a surprise and stuff. So if you keep going on about it to him, then he's gonna put it off like mine did. But anyway, yeah.
Thank you for that, Liv.
Yeah, thanks, Liv. That was very honest.
Okay, Dilemma's back Monday morning. You can email talk@b102103.com.